From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic, if somewhat parched, Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, the worst president ever. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Tuesday, June 10th, 2008. Of whom do you speak?
Well, do you know who the historians rank as, consistently rank as the worst president ever when they do their rankings?
Ulysses S. Grant?
It's
Chester Garfield. President?
I believe it was Chester A. Arthur.
Oh, yes.
James Garfield.
Oh, yeah.
Chester R. Garfield might have been some cartoon character.
No.
He's a similar guy to those guys in that he had facial hair and a middle initial. Warren G. Harding.
Ah, Warren G.
Terrible president. Very corrupt. But we bring him up because Wynn Rosenfeld, our video guy, mm-hmm. got engaged in a rap battle with Dose One of Subtle, and he referenced Warren G. Harding. It's on the website.
It's awesome.
Wynn did so well. The other guy was great, but I couldn't, you know, Wynn's just, he's a regular guy, asked to rap. I thought he did such a tremendous job. I recommend you check it out.
So, coming up on this show, this hour, the new iPhone is on its way. Mac nerds were glued to their live blogs yesterday as Apple CEO Steve Jobs unveiled his new iPhone 3. We'll talk with the editor of Gizmodo.
We'll reminisce over the first prime minister, not in order, that's just the title of the guy who runs Northern Ireland, Ian Paisley.
And it's New Music Tuesday. Josh DeLock from The Washington Post is here to talk about new stuff from Lil Wayne and My Morning Jacket. We'll get the day's news headlines in just a minute, but first.
You can call it indignation at the gas station.
Turmoil.
Totally screwed over light sweet crude.
Crude indeed. How about just cruel fuel?
But we have our own unique name for it, a BPP branded property. Painfulness at the pumping station.
Okay, how about just pain at the pump? That's a good one. As gas prices just keep on climbing. On Sunday, a gallon of regular gas passed the $4 a gallon mark for the first time. And today, the national average for a gallon of regular is up to $4.04.
Gas rose as oil prices retreated slightly yesterday to $134 a barrel. But analysts say if prices remain around last week's record high of $139 a barrel, then prices at the pump will likely go up another 10 cents. In coming days.
Leaving for a week-long trip to Europe, President Bush said he will be monitoring the situation from abroad and discussing it with America's allies.
We'll remind our friends and allies overseas that we're all too dependent on hydrocarbons. We must work to advance technologies to help us become less dependent on hydrocarbons.
The president's remarks are a reversal from 2 months ago when he acted surprised by the idea of $4 a gallon gas.
What's your advice to the average American who is hurting now, facing the prospect of $4 a gallon gasoline, a lot of people facing...
Wait, what did you just say? You're predicting $4 a gallon gasoline?
A number of analysts are predicting $4 a gallon gasoline this spring when they reformulate.
That's interesting. I hadn't heard that.
Well, you can bet he's hearing about it now.
Pain at the pump again now. Ouch.
Pain at the pump. That's even...
Pain at the pump.
Pain at the pump hardly describes it.
Wait, I thought we invented that.
Shoot.
Oh, no. The president has suggested increasing supply by opening up oil drilling in places like Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. But in the meantime, Americans are finding their own ways to cope. Hypermilers claim they could double their gas mileage just by changing their habits behind the wheel. They can go exactly at the speed limit. They could coast down hills. They could occasionally cruise through a stop sign. Yeah, it doesn't sound that smart. Curtis Adams is one of these guys.
Some people do it for environmental reasons. That's not at the top of my list, honestly. The environment I'm concerned about is my wallet.
Commuters aren't the only ones suffering. An East Texas-based Meals on Wheels program says they'll have to cut hot food deliveries to seniors down to one day a week because of rising gas costs. Executive Director Lois Durant says her staff will now deliver one hot meal and four frozen meals instead of making daily trips.
We don't have the volunteers to begin with, but we just can't recruit them for sure now that we've got the cost of gas being a factor.
And BPP listeners have been telling us on our blog what they're doing to cope with rising fuel prices. MF, who lives in Los Angeles, paid $4.41 a gallon yesterday and says, quote, "I've already given up my coffee bean slash Starbucks vice. Home-brewed coffee has become my best friend."
And a boy in his piano says, "I have decided to sell my vehicle and pay down some debt I would otherwise be increasing by wasting money on gasoline and car repair."
BC says, "Got my wife to quit her job and take one where I work. Just cut our gas costs in half. And next week, we'll start riding the bikes to get here."
So, question is, what are you giving up for $4 gas? The thread is still open on our blog. You can go to npr.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.